Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Gimel. We are holding the fourth line from the top of the Omid where the Gemara begins, V'eimo Atzeres. Now what is this all about? It says, Gemara V'eimo Atzeres, the Prishas Ishiva L'yom Echadhu. If you remember, Robert asked this question already yesterday. It's very, very perceptive. We start off our Masechta that is a din that 7 days before Yom Kippur, we have to quarantine or segregate the Kohen Gadol. Shivas Yamim Koidim Yom Kippurim Mafreshin Koyin Gadol Mibeisa Lelishkas Parhedrin. And then we said in the Gemara that that's not the only example. Same thing applies to the Koyin who is going to do the Sreifas Hapora of the Pora Aduma. He too had to be set aside for a 7 day period. And the Gemara said, where do these 7 day periods come from? Where is this quarantining all about? And the Gemara said, we learned it from the din of the Shivas Yimei Miluim, that there too it says Befeish in the Pasuk that the Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Aharon Uvanav that they should go and stay Pesach Oil Moed Teishvu Shivas Yamim for 7 days. They shouldn't go home, they should wait there until the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Nissan, when they're going to have that ultimate majestic day of the inauguration of the new Mishkan. And the Gemara said, since it says in the Pasuk Asher Osa B'Yom Hazeh, just like you did today, meaning at the times of the Shivas Yimei Miluim, Tziva Hashem La'asis L'chaper Aleichem, Kodesh Baruch Hu was mitzava commanded in the future, La'asis and L'chaper Aleichem. And the Gemara asked, what is this La'asis L'chaper Aleichem? Gabi La'asis, the Gemara wanted to say that that's referring to the Paraduma, and L'chaper Aleichem, that's referring to Yom Kippur, that there too you have the din of the 7 days of Afrasha. And then there was a whole mass of matna, give and take, in the Gemara. And the Gemara, towards the end, asked, how do you know that L'chaper is referring to Yom Kippur? Maybe it's referring to the Karbonis, for instance, that we bring on Regolim, on Yom Tovim, the three Regolim. And the Gemara said, it cannot be referring to the two of the three Regolim, meaning Pesach and Sukkis. Why? Because Donin Prishas Shivali Yom Echad. Mi Prishas Shivali Yom Echad. Vein Donin Prishas Shivali Shiva. In the case of the Shivas Yimei Miluim, there was a 7 day Prisha for 1 day. That 1 day being Rish Chodesh Nissan. So you could learn from that a 7 day Prisha also for 1 day. So for Paraduma that would work. We're not learning it from L'chaper anyway. But now that we're talking about Yom Tovim, since both Pesach and Sukkot are 7 days, so that's a 7 day period. We don't have a din of Prishas Shiva L'Shiva. We only have a Prishas Shiva L'Yom Echad. And the Gemara said, well, if that's the case, well, what about maybe for Shmini Atzeres? That's a Yom Echad. Have a Shivas, a Shiva Prisha, a Prisha Shivas Yomim for the Yom Echad, a Shmini Atzeres. And the Gemara said, no, that cannot be. Why not? Because Shmini Atzeres is Tofel to Sukkis. And if it's for Sukkis, if we're not going to do a Prisha, we should go and do a Prisha for the Tofel for Shmini Atzeres. In which respect is it Tofel? Something Mara said, because of the Tashlumen, that if a person didn't bring Shalmei Chagiga throughout the Yom Tov Sukkis, you can still bring it on Shmini Atzeres. So I see Shmini Atzeres is still a backup option, an alternative for Sukkis. So it's considered to be a Tofel to Sukkis. And therefore, if there's no dinner Prisha for the 7 days, it would look kind of unseemly to have a Prisha for the 1 day of Shmini Atzeres. So it's Freit Yimara. Now we're up to argument of a Matzeres. This would be a perfect example of a Prishas Shivali Yemecheru. What tells you that the word Lechaper in the Pasuk by the Shivas Yimei Miluim comes to tell you the din of Yom Kippur? Maybe it comes to tell you the din of Shavuos, that 7 days before Shavuos we should have Prisha. Amr Abba, Donin Par Echad V'Ayil Echad, Mi Par Echad V'Ayil Echad, Lafuki Atzeres. The Shnei Elim Ninhu. There are other similarities between the Shivas Yimei Miluim to the din of Yom Kippur, which do not apply to Atzeres. What is that similarity that we're talking about? Here you have a par echad v'ayil echad, and here you have a par echad v'ayil echad. Now, if I had been more thoughtful, I would have taken out a chumash in advance. Oh, Brother Shai is here to the rescue. A grace is Shekoyach. Thank you. How did you know I would need the Chumash so quickly?
Yesterday we had it, so I kept it nearby.
Yeah, you did the right thing. You did the right thing. Yeah, Shekoyach. Yeah. So, let's take a quick look at the Psukim and see what we're talking about. here in the beginning of Parsha Shmini, that is talking about the Shivas Yemei Miluah and ultimately the Parsha Shmini, it says in the pasuk V'yemer El Haran, Kach Lecho Egel Ben Bokar Lechatos V'ayil Li'oyla. You have an Egel, even though an Egel is not a full-fledged par, but our Gemara is Lav Dafka, par Egel, they're the same family, so you have a par Lechatos, they have an Ayil Li'oyla. That's in Parsha Shmini. Now let's go and skip ahead. We're talking about the case now of Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur is in Parshas Achrei Mois. Achrei Mois, what does it say here in the Pasuk? Bezois Yovei Aharon LaKodesh Befar Ben Bokar LaChatos VeYayil Yoyil. Oh, so you have a par v'ayil here, par v'ayil there. She, it's a marriage made in heaven. That's the reason why we're learning out the din of Prisha of Yom Kippur from the Prisha of the Shivas Yemei Miluah. Now what's the din in the case of Atzeres? Atzeres you have Shnei Eilim. Where do you have the case of Shnei Eilim? So, that you have in?
In Pinchas.
In Pinchas, that's talking about the Musafim. We're going to talk about the Musafim a little bit later. In the meantime, we're going to talk about the initial Kabbalah. And we're going to go and talk about look in Parashat Semai. I hope we'll find it there. If not, that'll be embarrassing, but we'll try to find it. Achbios Lachoyish, you can see okay, here we go. In Parshas Emma, it says in Pasuk Hazeh, "Mishmoish v'seichem tavi'u lechem tenufa shtayim shnei asoidim seilas tiyena chomis tiyafena bikurim Hashem." You have to bring the shtei halechem. What are you going to bring with the shtei halechem? They craft some. I'm sorry.
Is this the Kisei Atzeres?
Yeah. They craft them al lechem shivas kvosim tvim ebnei shana ufar din boker echad elim shnoyim apar with two elim apar with two elim. Aha. Okay. So it says thing more. When I'm learning out one from the other, I'm learning out the din of precious shiva liyom echad. I prefer to go and learn the din of Yom Kippur because Yom Kippur is a day that we bring a par v'ayil from the Shivas Yemei Miluah. That's a day that the Kahanim brought par v'ayil, an egel v'ayil, but par v'ayil. Mashen Kim, we're talking about din of Atzeres. There we bring a par and shnei eilim, and that's why the Gemara says that we prefer learning par echad, the ayil echad, rather than learning from Atzeres where you have a par and shnei eilim. Okay.
The Kivsei Atzeres we bring with the Shtei Lechem. Those are the Elim. We're talking Kvastim and Elim. We're using them interchangeably, like Par and Egel.
No,
the Elim are separate.
Let's read the pasuk again.
I'm sorry,
Vikraftim al halechem. Together with the lechem, we bring Shivas Kivosim.
Right.
What is that?
Seven.
What type are we talking about?
Sheep.
Sheep. Kivosim. Ufar ben Bokar Echad. One par, the Elim Shnoyim, and two Elim. Okay? Shiva, par, and Elim. The Gemara doesn't talk about the Shiva.
Elim are
rams. Older lambs. The difference between a Kevis and an Ayil is strictly in age. Kevis is up to 1 year old, while an Ayil is above 1 year old. So getting back to our Gemara, so I prefer learning par v'ayil from par v'ayil rather than learning it from Atzeres, which is a par, and Shnei Elim. Okay, that's the reason why Prisha Shiva. That's very good if you hold that Yom Kippur is only one ayil. Parva ayil, Gzeda Shava, same thing, same common denominator. Very good. But there's another Mandi Yom that says that there Shnei Elim and Yom Kippur. What does the Gemara mean with that? Okay, so we go back again to our parashas Achrei Mois, where we have the Avodas Yom Kippur, and once again it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Moshe Rabbeinu, Davel Aharon Achicha, go and bring Bezois Yovei Aharon El HaKodesh, Par Ben Bokar Lechatos, the Ayil Li'Oyla. How many Elim did we mention here? One Ayil, Par Ben Bokar, the Ayil Li'Oyla. One Ayil. Okay, now you said before, let's go look to Parshas Pinchas. So we're going to take your advice. We're going to go to Parshas Pinchas. Here in Parshas Pinchas, now we're talking about on Yom Kippur. What is it talk about Yom Kippur? Zog the Pasuk. Uvi Osar Lachoydish Hashvi Hazeh. Uvi Osar Lachoydish. Hashvi. It's talking about Yom Kippur. Everybody agree? Yom Kippur. V'ekravtem oilu Hashem reyach nichoyach par ben boker echad ayel echad. Oh, here also talks about an ayel echad.
What?
Question is this the same ayel echad that you have in Parshas Achrei Mois? What are you going to say? Is it the same one or not?
Sounds like
well,
it to me.
It's going to be a machlokas, the one who says it is.
Oh, it's a machlokas. Whatever you're going to tell me is going to be true, because one man the Yama says
it's one,
and the other man the Yama says it's two, and that's the machlokas over here. So Gemara, Mayi Kolmei, the son of Lund, the Brice, Rabbi Omer Ayil Echad, who her Omer Kan. That's the one that we have here in Parshas Achrei Mois, Kan being the place where the Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim is all based. Who ha'omer b'chumash ha'pikudim? That's the same one that you have in Chumash ha'pikudim. That's another name for Sefer Bamidbar, because Bamidbar begins with the counting of Klal Yisrael, and therefore he's referring to Parshas Pinchas. It's the same ayel. Oh, so it's very good. We're learning the Kor v'ayel that was brought at the time of the Shivas Yimei Meluim. We're going to teach the halach of the Kor v'ayel legabe Yom Kippur. Beautiful. However, Reb Lozer, Reb Shimon, it's a mistake. Not Reb Lozer, Reb Lozer, Reb Shimon. Omer, Shnei Eilem Hein. They're two separate Eilem. Echad Omer Kan, one here in Parshas Achrei Mois. V'echad Omer B'chumash B'kudim, with the other one in Parshas Pinchas. And therefore, here too we got two Eilem. Uh-oh, so we're in trouble now. The whole reason why we're saying that we're learning the din of Prishas Shivas Yomim, this rule of segregation and quarantining, legabe the halach of the 7 days prior to Yom Kippur, is because we're learning it from the din of the Prishas Shiva by the Shivas Yimei Miluah. Here it says par echad v'ayilechad. Here it says par echad v'ayilechad. But no, chas v'shalom, not by atzeres, not by shvuos, because there you have two eilim. Oh. But according to Reb Lozer Reb Shimon, by Yom Kippur you also have two Eilim. So then we're back to square one. If you're able to go and learn the case of Yom Kippur from the Shivas Yimei Meluah, even though by the Shivas Yimei Meluah was one Eil, and here by Yom Kippur you have two Eilim, so then learn up Shavuos, which also has two Eilim. Manishtana! Everything Martin up, the Kasha Nishka Kasha. Afilatim Reb Lozer Reb Shimon, Hosim Chad L'Choyvis Hayoyim, V'Chad L'Musafim. In the case of Yom Kippur, it's true. 1 + 1 = 2. You're absolutely right. However, it's still 1 + 1. What do you mean 1 + 1? 1 is for Chayvus Hayom, 1 is because it's the Yom Tov of Yom Kippur. Meaning, in Parshas Achrei Mois, you bring the ayil because that's a Yom Kippur dikka korban that you got to bring in Yom Kippur. The second one, which is in Parshas Pinchas, that's Musafin. That's of a different quality and character. In which respect is that different? So Rashi explains, because Musaf by definition means something that you are adding to or supplementing in addition to the regular, and you're just adding on another layer. Where do you take that from? Because in Parshas Pinchas, the Pasuk always talks about Milvad Oilas HaBoiker, just like we lay now during Pesach every day. Milvad Oilas HaBoiker Asheli Oilas HaTomid Tasu es Eila. Ka'ehela, besides the regular kabbonis that you have every single day, Milvad Oilas HaBoiker Asheli Oilas HaTomid, the regular tamidim you bring every day. In addition, you bring the Musaf, and that's why Musaf gets its name Musaf. Musaf is not called Musaf because that's what it says in the Siddur. Musaf is because you're being Mosif, you're adding, you're supplementing the regular Karbonis Tachan. So therefore, although you only are Mosif these Karbonis on Yontif, it's not considered to be inherently and integrally a mitzvah Yontif or Karbon of Yontif. It's considered to be just an addition to the daily Oilas HaBoker. If you look at the first wide line of Rashi, onto the second wide line, Hosam Chad L'Choyves Hayayim. Ahu the Achrei Mois, the one in Achrei Mois, that's Choyves Hayayim. That's a Yom Kippur Dika Karbet. They call it Musaf. It's not called a Musaf, it's Yom Kippur. V'Leksiv Hosam, it doesn't say over there in Achrei Mois, the magic words that you have in Parshas Pinchas, Milvad Oilas HaBoiker, Kirachsib B'chol HaMusafim, like you find throughout Parshas Pinchas, Milvad Oilas HaBoiker, the Mashma Ze Moisef Al Dvar Yoim V'Yoimai. So this is a very, very interesting, hair-splitting type of Talmudic distinction. Because after all, both of the Eilim that we're talking about on Yom Kippur are only brought because today is Yom Kippur. If it was Erev Yom Kippur, you wouldn't bring either carbon. Nevertheless, the Gemara says that according to Blas Reb Shimon, these two kabbanas that are being brought in Yom Kippur are categorized in two separate categories. The first one is a choyv esiyoyim, that's a Yom Kippur type of carbon. You're bringing it because today is Yom Kippur, just like you have to fast on Yom Kippur, and just like you have to do all the five inuyim, you have to bring a carbon in Yom Kippur, those kabbanas which is set forth in Parshas Achrimayis. That in Parshas Pinchas it says that there's a musaf. Even though you only bring it on Yom Kippur, you don't bring it on Erev Yom Kippur, you don't bring the day after. However, that is not considered to be a Yom Kippur halacha, that's considered to be a moisif on the carbon tumid, where 320 days a year you bring only one baboike and one ben harvayim, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. On Yom Tovim, you add one more to the carbon tumid. But not because today is Yom Tov. It's because those days are the days which are designated to be moisif on the regular carbon tumid of every single day. Except lafukei atzeres to chavayu choy v'sayem ninu. When you're talking about atzeres, it's shtei alechem. Together the shtei alechem, you have to bring two elim. These are not two elim, one being a choy v'sayem and one being a musaf. These are both only segregated specially for purposes of choy v'sayem. That's why you cannot compare the precious shivali emechad by Yom Kippur to the precious shivali emechad by Atzeres, because both by the precious shiva of the shivas yemei miluim, there was a purva ayil l'shem miluim and l'shem the hakomas hamishkan. Here you have a purva ayil in Parshas Achrimois l'shem Yom Kippur. The extra ayil that you have in Parshas Pinchas is not because it's Yom Kippur today, it's because we're being moisif on the carbon tumid of every day. You have a question?
The musaf is a chatas, yes?
No, it's an oil.
So all these are all olos. There's no distinction. Everything here we're talking about ola.
So far.
Okay.
If you go to Parshas Pinchas, 99% of the time it's always an ola. If you look carefully at the Lashon, Uvi osa l'chodesh ha-shviya hazeh, mikra kodesh yelechem, vikraftem ola, har ben bakar echad, ayil echad, kvosim and eishona shiva tmim yelechem. Etc. At the end it says, Sirizim Echad Chatos. Besides that, there's also Sirizim. But until now, that was a Chatos. Well, everything we're talking about so far.
And Atzeres, the Elim, the Kitzi Atzeres are the Ashamit Sibur. And the Elim.
As opposed to
being Olos.
What is Shamit?
The only Shlomim that.
The Ayat Por Vayla we're talking about by the Shabbat, by the Shtei Alechem, are also Eilos. You're talking about the other two Kipsi Atzeres, which are
That's what's confusing me. I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's something else.
So I'm thinking of the Kipsi Atzeres, which are Shalmei Tzibur.
And
we're talking about Olos.
Yes.
I'm generally confused here. I'm not trying to.
You shouldn't be confused. It's just because of the encyclopedic knowledge is they're coming crashing head on. It's not necessary to get so involved. Going back in Parshas Emor, we're talking about Shtayim Tiena Chometz Tefena that Shtei Alechem. Let's go back over the pasuk again. Vikrafta Malu Lechem. Together with that lechem, you bring Shivas Kvasim Tmim and Bnei Shana. Sheva Kvasim. Upar Ben Boker Echad. Be'elim Shnoyim. All the seven, plus the one, plus the two. You oil Hashem! It's
thank
all
you.
Kula kolam.
Thank you.
Next pasuk. Vasisim, besides that, you do Sirizim Echad Chatos. Those are your two.
Thank you.
No problem. What do you do with those two? Etc. But we're not talking about any of those. We're just talking about the Elam Shnoim at this point. Yes, sir.
We're analyzing how it derived the sequestering for Yom Kippur. But these other holidays, am I missing something? There's no sequestering for them.
You're absolutely right. But the Gemara's kasha is maybe there should be a sequester. The reason why you know that is because of your broad knowledge of Jewish law and tradition. But what our Gemara is saying is perhaps that should not be the case. The Havamina means what the Gemara is asking is the whole basis of this sequestration is from the 7 days that we find by the Shivas Yimei Miluim before they built the Mishkan. Based on that, the Pasuk says, for future generations, you should also practice this same tradition of the seven days of sequestering. The question is, when? Should we say every time we start a new Masechta in Daf Yoimi, maybe we should have 7 days before we should have a sequestration? maybe whenever we start not saying Tachnun for an extended period of time, we should have 7 days of sequestration.
Prepare ourselves.
Prepare ourselves, exactly. The question is when...
A little bit...
So on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, in yesterday's Gemara, we said based on the word Lechaper, Lechaper means to atone, we have to say that this sequestration somehow is related to a day of atonement. So Gemara says, okay, so for Yom Kippur, that's our Mishnah, 7 days. Fatimah, no, maybe Lechaper is referring to other karbonis. When do we bring other karbonis? For instance, on all the regalim. No, the first two regalim is no good. It cannot be because it can't be 7 days for a 7 day period. It's got to be 7 days for a 1 day period. Well, maybe it was Shmini Atzeres. The Gemara said no, because that's a tofel, it's a secondary. Oh, Robert asked yesterday, and the Gemara is now asking today. Well, maybe it's the 7 days before Atzeres. Shavuos would be a most appropriate time to go and sequester for 7 days, because that's the day of Kabbalah Satoira. We remember the great, majestic, once in history event, the Kadosh Baruch Hu came down on the mountain, Mount Sinai, and he gave us the Luchos and Moshe Rabbeinu. Exactly, Moshe Mehagbala 3 days before. And therefore, maybe that would be a good idea. Every year now, it's going to be in another few weeks, we're going to soon have a Miyat Hashem Shavuos, a week before the Kohen Gadol and all the Kahanim, before they do the Avodah on Shavuos, they should sequester themselves. See, Gemara said, it was a good try. However, there are other similarities between the 7 days of Meiluim to Yom Kippur that Shavuos does not have. What type of similarities? Here is Par Echad and Ayil Echad. Here is Par Echad and Ayil Echad. But when it comes to Shavuos, we got Shnei Elim.
What is Meiluim?
Meiluim. Those means the 7 days of rehearsing and preparing themselves for the grand opening, the inauguration of the Mishkan in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron in the Midbar, in the desert. Good. Gemara is asking, let's say the same thing for Shavuos. Here we have Parv Ayil, here's Parv Ayil. Masha Enkin Shavuos, you have two Elim. But Reb Lozer Reb Shimon holds that there are two Elim also on Yom Kippur. Says Gemara, you're right, there are two Elim. But these two Elim both are of different classes. These are not in the same category. One of them happens to be because it's Yom Kippur, and one happens to be because it's a supplement to the daily carbon tomet. So the two don't mix. They're not in the same company, they're not in the same class. Sorry?
It's part of the Musaf.
One of them is part of the Musaf. That's the one in Parshas Pinchas. That's the Musaf. And one of them is in Achrei Mois, which is the Avodah Yom Kippur.
When the one in Achrei Mois where it talks about the Ayel,
Don't talk about Kvasim over there. Only talks about Parva Ayel.
Parva Ayel.
Yes.
So we want to say that Ayel is the same Ayel that's mentioned in Bamidbar.
That was the Machlokes.
But the question is, it's not just an aisle by itself. There's other...
No question.
Pasuk, so it's sort of like you're taking out from just the aisle, but what about...
Right, why don't you say two Purim and two Elim,
right.
But Rosh Hashanah should say, not only there are two Elim, it should also be two Purim, if he's consistent.
The questions you're asking are good questions. You can continue on asking even further questions. According to Reb Lozer Reb Shimon, that he says that you have, let's talk according to Rebbe. Rebbe that says that the ayah that you have in Achrei Mois is the same as the ayah that you have in Parshas Pinchas. Maybe we should say the same thing for Atzeres, that the two Elim that we have in Parshas Emor, with the Kivsi Atzeres, besides the Kivsi Atzeres, the two Elim, maybe those are the same as the Elim that we have in Parshas Pinchas as well. And go and say that those are also the same, or say that they're four. Anyway, the Toisis asks these kashas. All the Rishonim deal with these types of issues about, look at the second Toisis before the end. Who Omer B'choy Mishabekudim, Hodulei Pligi Barat Seres, Kide Pligi B'yem Kippurim. Why don't we have the same machlaik as there too? So he brings the Toisis Kahanim. You see, if you, we just said Parshas Emor, you have to have the two Elim. Yeah. If you go to Parshas Pinchas, and we talk about Shavuos, U'B'yem Abikurim, Veshtekto, what does it say? Craft them oil rech nichoyach Hashem, parim b'nei bokar, shnayim, ayil echad, shivik vasim b'nei shana. Oh, here you also got two parim, and you have an ayil. Should we go and add these ayil and say this ayil is the same as one of the other two ayil? So we can ask the same types of questions. So toisis ayin chum. But the point is, if the questions that you're asking, maybe we should be moist, we should add, we should subtract. L'chore, the same thing should apply to the other kabbonis as well. Fine. Getting back to our Gemara, that's the reason why we are suggesting that sequestering is what we learn from the din of the Shiva Simei Miluim, as opposed to by Yom Kippur, because it's part of Ayil. There are two Elim, don't count the Musaf Ayil, because that really doesn't count. We're only talking about the Chayv Siyam. Mashen Kina Tzeres, the Shabbayah Chayv Siyam, no, we don't learn it. Freiti Mar.
I'm the Chapir. I'm
sorry?
These didn't come here.
The Gemara is assuming that they're all for Kabbanis, right? The Gemara asked before that the Chapir maybe means Kabbanis generally.
Right.
Even though an Oil is really not the same as a Chatas. Yeah. But nevertheless, it's also, quote unquote, Mechaper, for instance, an Oil is Mechaper on Hiruri Aveira, Mechaper on Eloy Seshishin Teklas, say, also a person that was Oiver Nase. So there is a Shtikl Kapara also to the Karmoida. So I have another kashiv. Imer Rosh Hashanah. Oh, this would be appropriate. Why do we say 7 days before Yom Kippur? Why don't we say 7 days before Rosh Hashanah? The priest is Shivali and Mechadhu. That's also 7 days prior to one day. So go and say that every Rosh Hashanah we should set aside the Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol sequestered just like before Yom Kippur. Amr Bavo, done in Por Va'ayil Shaloi. Mi Por Va'ayil Shaloi. Lafuket says for Rosh Hashanah the tzibur nino. Oh, shkoyach, Brother Shai. The Gemara says because now for the first time the Gemara is now distinguishing between private kabbanis and public kabbanis. What does that mean, private and public? Because when you look at the two parashas Achrimois, as well as the parasha of Parasha Shmini, you'll see something fascinating. At the beginning of Parasha Shmini, Ed is going to help me out over here. Beginning of Parashat Shmini, this is talking about the day of the inauguration of the Mishkan. It says, "Vayomer l'Aharon, go and tell Aharon, kach l'cha, take for yourself, egel ben boker l'chatas." That's the par that the Gemara has been talking about. "Va'ayili oyla t'mimim, bring your par va'ayil." And then it says, "Ve'el b'nei Yisrael t'daber lemar, go and tell Klal Yisrael, chusir izim l'chatas." The Egel, the Cheves, B'nei Shana, Tmim, and the Oila. Where did all of these new Karbonis come on the scene? What's going on over here? Because the Aaron Karbonis were all private. Kach l'cha. From your own private funds, from your own bank account, write out a check and bring in an Egel, Ben Boker, together with the Ayil.
For you.
Exactly. For you. Take yourself. Yeah. Yourself. Mm-hmm. And then the next passage says, Ve'al b'nei Yisrael t'damer leimor. Klal Yisrael is bringing their own carbon. What are their carbon? A serizim, et an egel, v'cheves, etc. B'shav ayil ishlamim. They have a whole bunch of, a separate set of kabbalas. Same thing as when we come now to Parshas Achrimois. The passage begins, Davel Aharon Achicha, Bezois Yovei Aharon El HaKodesh, Befar Ben Boker Lechatas, Ve'ayli Oila Par Ve'ayl. Good, that's Tel Aharon, Bezois Yovei Aharon El HaKodesh. Then let's continue on another couple of psukim. Umei Sadas V'nei Yisrael Yikach, Klal Yisrael should take, Shnei Sirizim Lechatas, Ve'ayl Echali Oila. What's going on? Didn't we have already Aharon is bringing us Karbonis? Says the next pasuk, Mehikar Aharon is Parachatas Asher Loi. He first brings his Karbonis, and after that he brings Klal Yisrael's Karbonis. See, in both Parshas Achrimois, which we're talking about Yom Kippur, and Parshas Shmini, Shivas Yimei Meluim, and Yom HaShmini, the day of inauguration of the Mishkan, both of them are private Karbonis. You have Aharon HaKoyim bringing his private Karbonis, and here too in Parshas Achrimois by Yom Kodesh we say to Aharon, go and bring the Zoysi of Aharon LaKodesh with his own the Far Ben Boker LaChata the Ayli Oila, and like the Pasuk said Asher Loi, these are his own private kabbalas. This is the only time that we find such a thing, that in a public forum on a day like a Yom Tov, a day of the Kamas Mishkan, that we're bringing private kabbalas. So therefore, Umre Bavo done in part by Shaloi, before by Shaloi, Lafuki Atzeres for Rosh Hashanah, their kabbalas the Tzibur Nino. Even though we already answered Atzeres, but the Gemara throws it in once again. I have another reason why it's only Yom Kippur and not Atzeres. We already said before because this is two Elam. But now the Gemara is saying another reason, because the two Elam that you bring on Atzeres and all the kabbalas that you bring on Rosh Hashanah, which are all Musaf, and they're all Tzibur Nino. None of them involve an individual. Therefore, bottom line is that's why we're not learning out Rosh Hashanah.
Are you trying to bring out that there's a reason for the sequence of the private to the
not the sequence? We're trying to point out the similarities between the 7 days of rehearsal preparation for the Hakamas of Mishkan.
They're struggling to make a connection.
I'm also, yeah, more struggling, but it's finding some very nice similarities, as well as the similarity to Yom Kippur. Both of them have private kabbalas as opposed to the public kabbalas. Masha Enkin, if you're talking about Rosh Hashanah and Atzeres, you only have the public kabbalas, you don't have the private ones. That's why we're not being medama, that's why we're not saying that the same halacha of sequestration should apply there. So to Mahani Chalaman Diyama, that's very good, according to Mahani Diyama, those Kach Lecha Mishalecha, Vasei Lecha Mishalecha. That's very good, according to Mahani Diyama, that we're going to have in the Brice in a moment. We're going to have a Machlekes Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Yoinison, that when it says in the Pasik Lecha, does it really mean Lecha from your private funds? If so, then that distinction is great. However, there's another mandiyam that says Mishal Tzibur, that even in the case of the Parshas L'choira, even in the case of the Parshas Achrimois and Parshas Shmini, when we talk about the private kabbanas, that we don't really mean private kabbanas. We really mean Mishal Tzibur. My ikala meimar, what are we going to say? Where's this machlekes? It's a sign. Shaitan Bryce says, Kach lecha, mishal lecha. Vasei lecha, mishal lecha. Where does it say kach lecha, vasei lecha? The Gemara is going to bring it almost halfway down the Amid. By the kach lecha is kach lecha samim, that you should go and take samim, meaning to go and put together the ketoiris. Asei lecha is talking about asei lecha shtei chatzoy treis kesef. Both of these lecha is a Kodesh Baruch Hu talking to Moshe Rabbeinu. He said, Moshe Rabbeinu, you collect and get together the samim and collect together these two chatzoyches. Manufacture, make these two chatzoyches. Okay. Yishok Yimara. Is the sign yekach lecha mishal lecha vasei lecha mishal lecha. On the other hand, we have many other psukim which say v'yikhu eilecha. V'yikhu, of course, is a Lashon Rabbim. That is Mishal Tzibur. So when it says lecha, it means Mishal lecha. When it says v'yikhu eilecha, that means Mishal Tzibur. Dibrav Yoshia. So therefore, the distinction that we just made now is a perfect distinction. We're saying that the similarity between the Shivas Yimei Meluim and the Shivas Yomim before Yom Kippur, because in both cases we're preparing a day where on that day the Yachid, who is the major superstar in both cases, meaning in the case of Yom Kippur, it's the Kohen Gadol. In the case of Shivas Yimei Meluim, again it was Aharon HaKohen, the Kohen Gadol. In both cases, we're going to bring special individual Kabbanis, not Kabbanis Tzibur, 7 days of sequestration. Mash Enki, in the case of Rosh Hashanah and Atzeres, there is no such concept. Yishok Yimara, what about later Rabbi Yoinason? Rabbi Yoinason Oimer, Bein Kach Lecha, Bein Yichu Elecha, it's all Mishal Tzibur. Really, there's no difference whatsoever. Even though it says Kach Lecha, we don't mean that Moshe Rabbeinu has to write out his own check. He is bringing now the Samim, as well as manufacturing the Chatzoytris, all from public funds. So why does it say kach lecha? It says in word kivayochel. Kivayochel means it's a difficult statement to make, but we have to attribute to a Kodesh Baruch Hu these words, mishalecha ani roitze yois mishalehem. I want yours, Moshe Rabbeinu, more than I want that of Klal Yisrael. Meaning that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying to Moshe Rabbeinu in a very subtle way, Klal Yisrael is taka, very beloved to me, but compared to you, Moshe Rabbeinu, it doesn't compare. I really consider you to be like my bechor, my best child, and the others not on that same madriga. So even though you're bringing it based on public funds, I'm saying halavai, it should be all you, because I adore you, Moshe Rabbeinu, you're so wonderful. And the lashon of kaviyachal is, it's difficult to even say such words, but that's what we have to say according to Rabbi Yonison. If you look at the Rashi at the very top, Kaviyochel, the first line, the middle of the line, Kaviyochel, says Rashi, Ani shemati, im hoyet tzibur, yochel hiskaper b'shol yochid, hoyisi roitze. If we could adapt a rule that Klal Yisrael should have a kapora through a yochid, through you, Moshe Rabbeinu, that would be great. That is Ani shemati. V'ani oimer, l'fi shedover koshehu loimer, shekodesh baruch hu, Chatz b'Yisrael. Chas v'sholom, it's a difficult thing to say that the Kodesh Baruch Hu detests Klal Yisrael. That's why he uses the word kaviyochel. Kloimer al korcheinu yomer kein. Against our will, we have to go and utter words which otherwise kilo efsher, efsher loimer kein. Otherwise, we couldn't be able to even say such words. We can't even have such a machshava. V'chein kol kaviyochel shemashas. Wherever you see the word kaviyochel, it means we are attributing to a Kodesh Baruch Hu words which are even hard to fathom. And those are the words that Rabbi Yonason is saying. It's hard to fathom, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, I would prefer everything be you, instead of Klal Yisrael. So therefore, the question of the Gemara is, according to Rabbi Yonason, that holds that everything is public funds, the same should apply to Aharon HaKohen by Yom HaShmini, and Aharon HaKohen on Yom Kippur. It's also public funds. Is again Manishtana. So then, the distinction that you made on the Omid Aleph, that Yom Kippur and the Shiva Zimei Meluam are similar, in that both of them involve private funds and private kabbanis, that doesn't work. We're just saying according to Bionis, and everything is public. It's just the word kach lecha is a kaviyochel statement. So before we answer that, we're going to complete the brisa. And the third mandi yomar, abachonan omar mishum Rebbe Lazar, he's just really building on what Rabbi Yonason was saying. L'chayra have a stira. Here it says, v'asisa l'cha, you individually. V'asisa l'cha is a Lashon Yochid, a singular Lashon. V'asu aroin is a Lashon Rabin. So make up your mind, is it a Yochid, is it a Rabin? Okay, it's that. When Klal Yisrael is doing what they're supposed to do, and Kodesh Baruch Hu is so proud of Klal Yisrael, and Kodesh Baruch Hu attributes the building of the Aroin to Klal Yisrael, v'asu Aroin, Klal Yisrael did it together as one happy family. However, and Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want to look at Klal Yisrael, and therefore is referring now to Moshe Rabbeinu or to Bezalel and saying to them individually, put Klal Yisrael on the side, Chas V'Shalom, because in that Oyser Tzayin Yisrael Makayim, I'm going to attribute all of the building to you individuals. Okay. Sfreiti Mor Adkan Le'Peligi. Oh, period. So, we have our Kasha. How can you say the distinction according to Rabbi Yonason, since Rabbi Yonason says that even the what seemingly are private karbonas are really public fund karbonas, and there's no difference now between Rosh Hashanah, Atzeres, and Yom Kippur. Everything Gemara, nay. I can't leplig yela b'chichos di alma b'asiyos di alma. This machloikis is only talking about the Moshe Rabbeinu kichos and asiyos. What does it mean? Kichos di alma, kach lechos samen. Not the fishcheves v'chelbena, like the pasuk we have over here on number 3, v'yom ha'shalom Moshe, kach lechos samen, not the fishcheves v'chelbena, samen levoy nezaka, bad bevadiyya, Parshas Kisisa, bringing together by all of these, you get all of these different forms of incense, and we're going to mix them all together, all of these spices, and we're going to make a ketores. Fine. Then that's Kach L'chusam. Then we have Asiyos Talma. What is that? Asiyos L'chosh Techatzoytzos Kesef. In Parshas Baloyscha, I believe. Go and manufacture two Chatzoytzos. There we can have a machloikis. Who's funding the Samim? Who's funding the Chatzoytzos? Is it funding by Klal Yisrael? Is it funding by Moshe Rabbeinu? There we have a legitimate machloikis between Rabbi Yoshe and Rabbi Yonis. However, Hanoch, in these two cases, by the Shiva Simei Melun and the case of Yom Kippur, there's no Havamina of a machloikis. Hanoch, Prushikam Afarish. The Pasuk says it so crystal clearly to Mishalachahu. Where does it say crystal clearly? Because by Meluam Mechtiksev, Ed and I looked up at the Psukim earlier, and we saw it's very, very distinctive. It says, Yalbanei Yisrael Tadabar Leymar, go and bring Chusir Izim, Lechatos, the Egel, Lecheves, Bnei Shono, etc. That's Tadabar Bnei Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael Tadabar. And right before that it says, Vayomer El Haroin, Kach Lecha Egel Ben Bokar Lechatos. Why do we have this El Bnei Yisrael Tadabra Lemar and we have the Yomer Laharan Kach Lecha? Oh, Shema Mina Kach Lecha Misha Lechohu. That's pretty clear. Same thing with Yom Kippurim. Mechtik Siv Bezois Yove Harna Lekodish Befar Ben Boker Lechat of the Eili Oila. And then it says Umiyeh Zadas Bnei Yisrael Yikashnei Siris Mechatos V'Hikar Esparachatos Hashaloi. Lomali, why are we making this distinction between Yove Harna Lakoidish with a par, and then we have Adas Yisrael, and then we say about Aharon's Korbanos that he's bringing Asher Loi Lomali, Shema Mina, Hai Loi Mishalohu. Here there's no machlok between Rav Yoshia and Rav Yonason. Everybody agrees that these are exceptional cases of private Korbanos brought by Aharon HaKohen. Here Aharon HaKohen on the eighth day, the Shivas Yemei Miluim, and on the day of the Komas Mishkan, and on Yom Kippur, so they're exactly the same. Parvayo Shaloi, Mashe Enkin, Ula the Yom Toivim, all the Kabbanis are Kabbanis Tzibur. The only other time that we find this Lashon, Kach Lecha, and Asei Lecha, that's Moshe Rabbeinu, that's not our case over here, because there it lends itself to a legitimate machloikis. Since we're not distinguishing between the asei lecha this and Klal Yisrael should do that, it just talks about asei lecha. So it could mean buy it with Klal Yisrael's funds, or it could mean buy it with your own funds. And with the kaviyachol, that was the machloikis of Yosher, Bernison. However, over here, it's very clear. One pasuk says, bring your carbon, and then says, Klal Yisrael's carbon. So we see that these are two distinctive kabbas. Yes, man.
Earlier it said in the third line of Gemara, Mitzvahimer, offline, Bein Kach Lach, Bein Yichud Lecha, Sibur.
Yeah. Absolutely. That was the Gemara's kasha. Very good, very good. And that's what the Gemara answered. Thank you very much. That's only by Moshe Rabbeinu. What the Gemara said, what was the Gemara's answer? Ad kan lo ypligi the machloikis is only the kichos de alma va'asiyos de alma. What are the kichos de alma? Kichos de alma, that's vayikach the kach lechosamim. Asiyos de alma, asey lechoshtei chatzoyses kesim. There, because those two psukim are written on their own without any other psukim before or after, distinguishing between a kach lecha and Chu Bnei Yisrael, so then it lends itself to a legitimate machloket between Rabbi Yoshi and Rabbi Yonison, who paid for the Samim, who paid for the Chatzaitis. But over here in Parshas Achri Mois, and again in Parshas Emor, Parshas Shmini, and then Parshas Achri Mois, in both cases you have two distinctive psukim, one pasuk saying, Aharim, you take this carbon, and then a pasuk or two later, and Bnei Yisrael, you take this carbon. What's going on? Didn't the Aharon's Kohen also come from Klal Yisrael? And the answer is no! The carbon of Aharon a Kohen was, Kach Lecha, your own carbon. Here you can't say it means perhaps from the Tzibur. Because then why does it say the next Pasuk? Rav Bnei Yisrael says, Aber Lema, bring your carbon. Is the Chasimim that these are two separate Kabbanas. This is his, and this is theirs, and never the twain shall meet. Continuing on the Gemara now. Shema Minah, Heloi Mishloim. Rav Ashi Yom. Done in Paralachat of the Ivy Oilin, Paralachat of the Ivy Oilin. This is what Barry was thinking of already about half an hour ago, that maybe we can distinguish between the quality and the character of the Kabbanis themselves. And that is, Ravashi Omer, done in Paralachat of the Ivy Oilin, both in the case of Shivas Yemei Miluim, as well as in the case of Yom Kippur, we have a par and we have an ayil. It's a Paralachatus, the Ivy Oilin. Where do you have this parachatus? Okay, so look up the psukim again. In Parsha Shmini, Vayom el Aharon, Kach lecha Egel ben Bakar lechatos, the ayil li oila. Everybody agree? It says Egel ben Bakar lechatos, the ayil li oila. So you have lechatos and oila here in Parsha Shmini. And now we go to Parshas Achrei Mois. There it says, Bezois Yom Aharon lechatos, Vapar ben Bakar lechatos, the ayil li oila. Right? Everybody agrees? Here is par lechatis ayin li'oila, par lechatis ayin li'oila. Okay, where do we have the kabbanis for Rosh Hashanah l'moshel? That's in Parshas Pinchas. What does it say in Parshas Pinchas? Let's take a look. We looked at it before, but we'll look at it again. Everybody likes to look up the psukim, so we're going to have the pasuk. Here in Parshas Pinchas, we're talking about now on Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, what are we going to bring? We're going to bring basisim oila, har ben bakar echad, ayil echad. Kvasim and ishana shivatrim. It's a par mit an ayil, both for an oila. Later on, it says usir izim echad chatas. Yeah, there's an eis for chatas, but we're not talking about the eis for chatas now. We're talking about now the par v'ayil, par v'ayil. So. Says our Gemara, there's a major distinction between the Kabbanis par v'ayil that we find by the Miluim, and that we find by Yom Kippur, as opposed to those that we find by Rosh Hashanah. Even though in all three cases we have a par and an ayil, here is a par lechatas v'ayil li'oila, here is a par lechatas v'ayil li'oila, but Rosh Hashanah it says, Basisem oila, Par ben Boker Echad, Ayil Echad. So both the par and the ayil are for an Allah. And that's the teretz of Ravashi. It's a much, if you will, a much easier teretz. Done in par the chatz of the ayil, the oimer, par the chatz of the ayil, the oimer, la fukir, shishon, about teretz. I'm sorry?
We have a chatzis by...
That the par is for a chatzis. Rosh Hashanah also has a chatzis, but not the par. It has a sir izim for a chatzis. All the Yom Tovim, you always have sir chatzis echad, a sir izim echad chatzis.
We want to put like with like.
Exactly. We're equating par the aisle to par of the aisle. Right. But here it's par of aisle, par chatas aisle, oila, par chatas aisle, oila, and here's par of aisle, both for oila. He spoke by Hoshana and by Atzeres. If you want to know by Atzeres, that's Yom HaKippurim, Yom HaBikurim, not HaKippurim, Yom HaBikurim. There it says, you go and bring the craftam oila, horim and a boka shnayim, aisle echad. It's even two par, fine, but it's a par and an ayil for oilis. We craft them oil. Later on it says Sirizim echad l'chapra leichem, that's l'chatas. Okay, says Okti Moravaita, Trabai oilis nina. Ravina Om, I have a new teretz. And Ravina's teretz is l'choira, the easiest teretz of all of them. Donan avoide b'koyin godl, me avoide b'koyin godl, lafuki kulu kushiyosan, talab avoide b'koyin godl ninu. Both the Shivas Yimei Milum are talking about Tell Aharon. Aharon is going to be now the new Kohen Gadol. It's the first day of the Mishkan. First day not only of the installation and inauguration of the Mishkan, but also the installation and inauguration of the Kohanim. And in particular, Aharon HaKohen. So what did it say about Aharon HaKohen? That he had to be sequestered for 7 days. Oh, on it comes Yom Kippur. Who's the only Kohen that does any avoid? It's the Kohen Gadol. So he has to be sequestered for 7 days. It's Kohen Gadol, Exeter Shava, if you will. Mashenkin, you're talking about Rosh Hashanah, and you're talking about Shavuos, or any other day of the year. There's no special din in Kohen Gadol. Any Kohen can do the avoida on the other days of the year, in terms of bringing the Kabbalahs, so therefore, no kasha, the whole kasha falls away. Don't avoid the Kohen Gadol, the avoid the Kohen Gadol, lafuki, kul, kushiyasa, the la avoid the Kohen Gadol din. Then you can hear me another pshat, Omer Avina. Similar, but different. Don avoid a tchila, me avoid a tchila. Lafuki hani delav tchila ninhu. This, the case of the Shivas Miyam Miluim, is avoid a tchila. It was the first avoida in a sense. Here too, on Yom Kippur, it's a first avoida in a sense. And therefore we learn of tchilas avoida, tchilas avoida. Right, my tchila, what do you mean? Ilay ma tchila. The both of them were the first time the Kohen Gadol did avoida. Both the first time of the Mishkan. And in Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol is the exclusive sole Kohen that does avoida. That's what you mean by Tchila. So that's the same teretz as Ravina gave before. That here's Kohen Gadol, here's Kohen Gadol. See, uses different expression. Avoida Tchila, but it means the same thing. El avoida Tchila b'makoyim. May avoid a tchila b'mokayim. What does that mean? Explains Rashi that in the case of the Shivas Mei Meluim, that was the first time that they used the mizbeach, because that's Yom HaShemini. That's when they're bringing the kabbanis. That's the first time. So that's tchila b'mokayim. On Yom Kippur, that's the first time that Aharon HaKohen went into Lefnai v'Lefnim in front of the Oren, which you're not allowed to do throughout the year. That's the only time of year. And to go and bring the Ketoidus and to do the Shiva Zois of the Par and the Soyer. Oh, so that's all the Tchila Mokum. That's the first time in history that anything like that happened. Here's the first time the Mizbeach. Here's the first time Bein Habadim inside the Kodesh Kedoshim, Lefnai v'Lefnim. If you look at the Rashi in the middle of the Omit, Tchila b'Mokum, right in the middle. So Trashi, Yom Kippurim yeshli avoida lifnai lifnim, all the way inside Kodesh Kedoshim. Shem Yom Kippurim harishon hoyset tchila b'makayim shekodem lechein lo nichnas adam shem l'avoida. This was the first time that anybody in the world ever went in lifnai lifnim to do avoida. That was Yom Kippur. V'yom Shemini l'miluim hoyset avoida tchila b'mizbeach achitzain. That was also the first time avoida by the mizbeach. You're going to tell me that they use the mizbeach for 7 days. You can't compare the 7 days of the rehearsal days and the preparation days to the day of the Yom HaShemini, because that's a totally different color and character.
So let's say we have 7 days miluim before the first time that the first Yom Kippur, when Aaron went the first time with Naim Lefnim. Yeah. Why is that a 7 days quarantine before every Yom Kippur? We have a one time in history inauguration of the Mishkan, a one time in history, first Yom Kippur. Each time we have 7 day quarantine. That's it. Why are we extending now for Yom Kippur to future generations? That was the, according to this answer, that was the first time in Mizbeach. That was the first time Lifnei Lifnim.
Yeah. Do you have an answer, Simcha?
Yes,
Simcha would like to address your question.
But once they, the first time I used Mizbeach, it was on a consistent basis. Mm-hmm. However, the Kodesh Kodosh was once a year. It's a special, if you will, Chana that was required because of the one time a year and also to the holiness. While Mizbeach, once it became a Mizbeach, it was forever. That's
what I mean. So you're saying it's like he's benching Shefkiano, as it were. It's a 12-month renewal.
In a sense, yeah, in a sense. Shkoya Krip Simcha.
But so yes. What they actually did Karbanos during the Yeshiva Shemayim Olim?
Yes, every single day they prepared themselves.
Moshe did it.
Uh-huh.
Moshe was in charge, but see, the Aaron of Vanav were watching.
So like, only
yeah, that we know. That was yesterday.
Yeah. Now, so throughout those, that's why it's called Shavu'ot Shemayim Olim, that they prepared themselves. All the same kabbalas that they brought on the first day, they did the 7 days before that. Ki Yosef Dimi Omar, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he told us the following: Rav Yochanan Masni Choda, Rav Yishuv Ben Levi Masni Tarti. What does he mean? We're going back to that pasuk that we started off from yesterday. What was the pasuk we started off yesterday? That is the granddaddy, that's the makar for this whole inyan of sequestration. Shteitach in the end of Parshas Tzav. Kasher Osa B'yoy Mazeh, just like they did on that day. Tziva Hashem Lasa Yizlechaper Aleichem. Now the question is, what does that mean, Lasa L'chaper Aleichem? So you remember the Gemara said, at least initially, Lasa means the Maisei Pora, L'chaper Aleichem is referring to Masi Yom Kippur. And from this I know that both prior to the Sreifa Sapara, as well as prior to the Avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, on Yom Kippur, you always have to sequester for 7 days. From this pasuk, Lasa L'chaper Aleichem. Now who's the one that said this back on Daf Beis? None other than Reminyumi Bar Chilki Omer Machasya Bar Idi Omer Reb Yoichanan. Reb Yoichanan said, I learned from Lasois Maisepara Lechaper Maisiyem Kippur. Okay, so getting back to our Gemara now, the Gemara says, Kiyosr Dimi Omer. Reb Yoichanan Masti Chod. Reb Yoichanan only learns one of the two. Reb Yishuv Ben Levi Masti Tarji. Reb Yishuv Ben Levi learns both of them. Rabbi Yochanan Masni Choda Lasis Lechaper Eilu Maisi Yom Kippurim. Both Lasis and Lechaper teach us only one rule of sequestration, and that is by Yom Kippur. It doesn't teach us anything about the Parah Aduma. Zero. Only Legabi the Din of Yom Kippur. Guess what? Rabbi Shimon Levi Masni Tarti Lasis Eilu Masa Parah Lechaper Eilu Maisi Yom Kippurim. Freiti Mora. Rabbi Yochanan Masni Choda, Vo'anan Tanan. Let's look at the two Mishnayos. Our Mishnah says Shivas Yom Kippur Yom Kippurim, and the Mishnah in Masechtas Parah says Vishivas Yom Kippur Sreifas Parah. So in Bazoi, I see that there are two halachas. So just like you're learning out Yom Kippur from the Shivas Meimiluam, presumably you're also learning out the 7 days prior to Sreifas Parah. Otherwise, what would be the Makar? So if that's the case, how can you say Rabbi Yochanan is only learning one? Rabbi Shuban Levi Lechayr is right. We see from Halacha that there are two periods of sequestration. Everything Yomar Mala Bi'alma, that 7 days before Sreifas Sapara, that is not Minat Torah. We do not learn that from the Shivas Yimei Milon. But it's just one of the so many malas that we do by the Sreifas Sapara, like we spoke about yesterday, that the Koyan was sequestered in the Lishka So Evan. Vosep is Lishka So Evan because they only use Kli Avonim and Kli Glolim. Why? Lahoitzi Malibin She Yisrael, because initially. One second, if I say. The Lahoitzi Liban Shul Tzadokim is referring to the case of the Tevula Yoyim. But because of that, Klai Yisrael started being Mezalzel, at least there was a Chashash. They'll say, yeah, you see, the Paradum is not so holy. The very Koyan that's doing the Voida, you know what we do? We first are Metamahim. Can you imagine? So you see, there are lots of coolers built in. So Klai Yisrael's Chashashon being Mezalzel. Lahoitzi Liban, from that Zilzel, they had to institute so many Chumris and Malas. like the ones that we mentioned yesterday, the Lishka Seven, as well as the children that were born had to be born and had to live in special neighborhoods, could never travel outside those neighborhoods, and so on and so forth. They made this beautiful kevesh with solid walls on the right and the left. So this was another mala seven. Can you imagine, just because of this one halach of Tvil Yom, how many malas were created? Just that people shouldn't go and poo-poo these paradum and say, there are coolest involved, not only chumras. They had to institute numerous chumras. So therefore, there is no biblical source for the 7 days by the Sreifas Parah, according to this version of Rabbi Yochanan. It's all midraban. Omer min yumi. How are you telling me, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that there's only one din of sequestration b'na Torah, from the din of Shivas Yimei Miluim to the din of Yom Kippur, but not by Paraduma? I've Omer b'Yumi bar Chilkia, Omer b'Chasi bar Idi, Omer b'Yoichanan. Yesterday's Gemara, which we just looked at a moment ago, Kasha also b'Yoy Mazeh Tiv Hashem Lasid Chaper Lechem Laso Yisei Lamaseh Para Lechaper Lamaseh Yom Kippurim. See, even Rabbi Yoichanan agrees that we learn both from this pasuk, nothing to do with Malad Rabban. Every Gemara who did Rabbi, that Gemara that we quoted yesterday and that we just quoted now is Rabbi Yochanan, the name of his Rabbi. His Rabbi held that we learn both the din of Paraduma and Yom Kippur from the Shivas Yimei Miluim. Who is this Rabbi? The Chi also Rabbi Om Rabbi Yochanan Shom Rabbi Yishmael Lasois El Masapara. But Rabbi Yochanan himself did not hold that way. He felt that we can only learn out Masi Yom Kippurim and not Parador. Only Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. How are you? Meheicha kol yalvisla. Where are you learning it from? You're learning it from Miluim. Aha. Ima Miluim kolakosav behen ma'akiv behen. Anything that's written in Parashas Tzav in the beginning of Parashas Shmini, telling us Veshivas Mei Miluim in the first day of the Mishkan, anything written over there is Ma'akiv. You cannot change one iota. Af Hochanami, are you going to say by Yom Kippur, Kalakosa Behen, Ma'akiv Behen? Whatever is written is Ma'akiv. Now, how do I know that by Miluim, Kalakosa Behen, Ma'akiv Behen? So Rashi conveniently tells us, wait until Daf Hei, we're going to learn in Mitzvashem another 2 days. How do we know that everything Miluim is Ma'akiv? But just like by Miluim everything is Ma'akiv, then by Yom Kippur everything should also be Ma'akiv if you're learning the halacha of Prisha by a Kohen Gadol of Yom Kippur from the din of Shivas Yimei Miluim. V'chitei Ma'achanam, yeah, okay, it's Taka Ma'akiv. But that's not true. But now when we learned the first Mishnah yesterday, we said that we are Mafrish, the Kohen Gadol, for 7 days, and Umaskinen Loi, Kohen Acher. We have in the bullpen, in the wings, we prepare a second Kohen Gadol, just in case Chas V'Shalom something happens to the first Kohen Gadol. Like Tani Mafrishin, and it doesn't say anything about putting him also sequestered in the Lishkas Parhedrin or somewhere else. Just says Maskinen Loi. And therefore, it would appear that when it comes to the second Kohen Gadol, the backup, in fact, there is no din of Prisha Shiva, and therefore it's not Ma'akev. But you're talking about Miluim, everything is Ma'akev. V'chitei, you're going to tell me my Maskinen, it means Ma'frishin. It really means the same thing. Come on, don't be such a stickler for details. When it says Maskinen, it really means Ma'frishin. So both the Kohen Gadol Rishon and the backup Kohen Gadol, all of them have din of Hafrashin. If that's the case, listening, then we should use the same lashon. After all, it's the same Mishnah. The Mishnah begins Shivas Yom Kohen Yipurim Mafrishin Koyin Gadol, and then on the second line we say Umaskinen Loi Koyin Acher Tachtav. It should say there also Mafrishin. So if you're going to say Maskinen Lav Davka, so then why doesn't it say at the beginning of the Mishnah Shivas Yom Kohen Yipurim Maskinen Koyin Gadol? The fact that we change lashon Toich Kdei Dibur in one line, it's mashia that there is in fact a major difference. So we see that it's not Ma'akiv. Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan now asks back, he doesn't respond to the Kasha, but he responds now to Reish Lakish, and he says, Ella, nu, mar mehechek yalafla, so where do you learn it from? You, Reish Lakish, are asking this Kasha, it should be Ma'akiv, nu, so what's your makar for the 7 days? Amalei says, mi Sinai, everything that we've been learning yesterday and today, says Reish Lakish, is wrong. We do not learn it from the Shivas Yimei Miluim. We learn it from Har Sinai. What's Mas Har Sinai? The Chassidus said in the Pasuk, "Vayishkain Kvoid Hashem al Har Sinai v'yichaseu onen sheishes yomim." This is talking about after Matan Torah, Har Sinai, Matan Torah, Shavuos already took place. People already ate their cheesecake, and now the Chayseu Onan Sheshes Yom, 6 days. The Onan continues to hover over Mount Har Sinai. Vayikra Moshe b'Yom Hashvi'i, HaKadosh Baruch Hu now called down on the seventh day to Moshe Rabbeinu. Mechtei Ksiv Vayikra Moshe b'Yom Hashvi'i, Mai Sheshes Yomim. Why does it have to go and say that the Onan was covering the Har for 6 days? If it says that Kadosh Baruch Hu called him on the seventh day, that means that there was 6 days interval in between. So what's the purpose of telling us about those 6 days? Zebona Av Shekola Nichnas B'Machni Shechina Toun Perishas Shisha. You want to go into Machni Shechina, Moshe Rabbeinu, you want to go up to Shemayim and learn the Torah and write down the Torah from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you need 6 days of preparation. That's how I know the 7 days of Prisha, from the 6 days of Prisha by Har Sinai. And there's an obvious question. Six is not seven, and seven is not six. So Gemara Toan Prisha Shisha, Vahanan Shivatanan. The whole Mish, go and change the Masechta. Don't start Shivas Yom, right? Sheshes Yom. Sheshes Yom Tasa Malacha, and Sheshes Yom Prisha. Where do you get seven from? Says Imar Masis Reb Yehuda ben Meseira, the Chayish leTumas Beisai. Reb Yehuda ben Meseira adds one more day because he's concerned about Tumas Beisai. What means Tumas Beisai? Look at the top. Rashi leTumas Beisai. Shemi Mizokik liIshtoi. What happens if the Kohen Gadol will want to live with his wife, and when he lives with her, the Tira Dam B'Shas Bia, unfortunately, during or at the end of the Bia, she comes and here's Dam. The Nimtza Tomi Shivas Yomim Kamishpat Boyal Nida. The Halacha said that if Chas Shalom, a person lives with a Nida, just like she has 7 days that she has to go and count, so too the husband has to go and count 7 days. And during those 7 days, he is Tomei, and only at the end of the 7 days does he go to the mikveh. So if that's the case, if the Kohen Gadol lives with his wife before Yom Kippur, lo yochel lavi b'yom kippur, and since the whole Inyan of Nida is a 7 day period, as we know, so he won't have to wait 7. That's why we have the 7 days, because we add one more day for Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Freitach the Meiri. So why did the Gemara tell us that the Makor is from Har Sinai at 6 days? The reason why he has to sequester for 7 days is because of the Universal, because of the Tumas Beisai. Even if there was no Raya whatsoever from the Din of Har Sinai, let's assume that there was no Din of Afrosha by Har Sinai. The reason why you have to do it in 7 days is because Tumas Beisai, which is a 7 day period.
Yesterday you needed 6 days to Raisa, but then they added a day. But still, you have a basis for Raisa. You have some basis.
For 6 of the 7 days.
What do I need? What do I need it for?
Well, because one is derisa, one is just a chash.
Neither.
Good, foot, fine. So let's go and add a little bit more to that. Says the Meiri that the reason why Rish Lakish has to go and pin his hat on the 6 days as opposed to the 7 days, because if it's only Tumas Beisai, what we can go and say to the husband is, just make sure that you have you are poydish mi ishtecha for 7 days. Just don't live together with her. After all, we know by Har Sinai, it says that not 3 days. Does it say that they all rushed to the Lishkas Bahedrin, they had to stay there for 3 days? There was no Lishkas Bahedrin there. But the point is, you can continue just living at home, just like today. A husband and wife, during the days that the woman is in Nida, they still live in the same house together. Nobody suggests that you have to go and rent a second apartment or move out to the country during that 7 days. You just wait. So then, the same thing is, the Kohen Gadol could stay at home and just make sure not to live with his wife for a week's period of time. Why do we have to send the Lishkas Bahedrin? Oh, that's what we learned from the Din of Har Sinai, that you have to be 6 days over there in Lishkas Bahedrin. So why do you do a seven, just do six? To add on, because of this Chashash to Mazishtai. Add one more day. But otherwise, you wouldn't have a Lishkas Bahedrin then. Yes. Yeah, so how does everybody who gets married, how are they able to go ahead and
I guess the consequences are personal. Here the consequences are tzibur consequences.
Yeah, it's true, but just like we are not concerned that a person will be able to withstand that urge during his lifetime when he lives with his wife, and this happens all the time, many, many, many years, and we give full faith that the person will hold himself back. Same thing over here. We can assume that the Kohen Gadol, who's on a lofty madrega, would be able to hold himself back for a week. That he has Kalishus Bahedrin, and that's based on Har Sinai. And with this, we'll conclude Mi'at Hashem, to be continued tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. Baruch Hu Matzlocha. All the best.